Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the PKN Newsroom. Tonight, this is the 1,068th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your girl, Adrian Misunderstandings Allen, and I have Sister Antonia Beth, who is the host of Peripheral Vision on our third Sunday of every month, who is going to, you know, enlighten us, because, you know, she is the guru. And if you don't know, now you do know. So we're going to end on a one note and get ready for the new year. Sister Antonia, how are you tonight? Are you out there?
Yes, I'm fine. How are you tonight, Adrian?
Oh, I am so excited and ready to let this baby be born so we can go on into this new year. I'm ready for the holiday, I guess, as ready we can be, because guess what? The holiday is all about sharing and giving and everything else. I mean, everybody likes the gifts and stuff, but I'm just excited to just be living another day to see that this new, God's about to do something new in 2020. And not only do I have Antonia with me tonight, you know, of course, I got to bring the sports guy back in. We got to have some sports in it because, you know, we had some good things today because the Cowboys are out. Oh, no, they're not. No, I'm sorry. My bad. They weren't out. They were out for the day. They were out for the count today. Oh, my bad. Brother Robert Pop-Pop Hudson. Pop-Pop.
All right. Good evening, everybody. How y'all feeling? I'm feeling awesome tonight, especially after this win. And like you said, they're not out, but they're pretty much, running on empty right now. So we'll see what happens next week.
Well, we look forward to that one. We look forward to that one only because we got to have some type of a way to end it, you know, to put it all out there and put it all together and leave it with a bang. Because it is 2019, and what we would like to do is there wouldn't even be enough news time to tell and reminisce and think about all of the different things that happened in 2019 that we could actually bring to this news table. So what tonight, what we would like to do is kind of like, I first want to dedicate it to Sister Darlene Lawrence. This year we lost the actual host of the PKN Newsroom, our one and only, our sister, Sister Darlene Lawrence. And what I can say is PKN gained an angel. And man, oh man, oh man. It's just good to know that you have people around you that live in their dash, and then their dash speaks for them when they're gone. Purpose Kingdom Network was started almost about 3.5 years ago, and Sister Darlene Lawrence was there right at the beginning. Matter of fact, all of us were there at the beginning, and wow. We're about to go into 2020, you guys, and can you just imagine, like, I know Darlene is looking and saying, y'all better go ahead. Like, my sister, my brother, my family. I could just hear now. And so tonight, we really want to put this out there and just say, hey, Darlene, do you even see what this man is doing in the White House? I mean, geez, 45 is cutting up. And she was she kept you right on 45. I'm trying to tell you, she was 45, you know, 44 plus one. Uh-oh. Is that Darlene? That would be so great. I know. I watched too much Touched by an Angel and everything else. I apologize. But in the moment of how radio works. You would need breakthroughs like that, you know. So people were like, "What? Wait a minute. What? We haven't heard a ring like that in years, right?" But they're like, "What? How? What?" Yeah. So tonight, if you are listening and you would like to join us live, or you have a question, or there's something that happened in 2019 that you are just gotta get out, and you want to put it in the newsroom, please. The number to dial is 319-527-6091, or you can dial 323-870-4174. I would say pull up a seat, get comfortable, because the one thing that we always like to do is we like to give each and every person a spot, because first we got to learn some information. So I got to bring Sister Antonia on, because we got to, before y'all decide that y'all are trying to watch Trubisky, defy the odds tonight, listen to what Sister Antonia has to say. Sister Antonia?
Yes, how are you, Sister Adrian? How have you been?
I really don't complain, but I can tell you that every day is a good day above ground, and every day that I wake up is a new one. And you thank God for your new mercies every day. Now, I know that you were saying that you were going to, well, you probably break what you were going to say down better than I would, because it was just something that really, really, you know, go on right ahead, please.
Oh, that's no problem. That's no problem. And thank you very much, Sister Adrian, for the introduction. I just wanted to say that I thank you very much, and I wish all of you a great holiday. Me, myself, I probably give very few, if any, gifts, not because I don't have love for other people, but, you know, I do what God can allow me to do. And my biggest gift that I can give is a gift from my heart, to hopefully share with you what others have shared with me, so we can all hopefully move forward in life. So with that being said, it's a blessing to be here with Sister Adrian and Brother Rob Hudson, because after all, with this being a season and an opportunity for us to understand why people have holidays, holidays can pretty much uplift our spirits. If we do it the right way, I plan to just mostly have a gift of making sure I have a decent Christmas dinner to share with anybody who drops through. And I will make enough to make sure that even if they have to get my share, I will always try to get a backup of whatever little more that I could share from my heart. But nevertheless, thank you. But I just wanted to say hello, everyone. And I am Antonia Babb for News Forum through the Purpose Kingdom Network. So tonight's topic is the draining effects of robbing the low-income population. Watch your finances, the year 2020. Well, hello again. In this particular day, and this particular age, with this particular year approaching, the year 2020, it appears that inflation, the rate of inflation through your monetary earnings, do not seem to increase alongside with the ability for the head of household to maintain and progress with all of the efforts they put into working and slaving to help them go forward, along with the increased inflation rate of how retail, the industry of retail, have pretty much imposed upon us at this particular time. And so for many decades, it seems that, for example, a minimum wage increase has been extremely gradual. In other words, it had seemed to just inch up compared to what is demanded of us to have to try to hopefully keep up with the retail industry. And it created a setback for, you know, the price of things like food and clothing and transportation and miscellaneous needs like toiletries, et cetera. And they shot up way too much, disproportionately. The ability for people to buy necessities have been a huge struggle that sometimes even affects the middle class also. So on top of that, the last thing we need are predatory business practices that take the advantage of the less fortunate who can barely receive charity, let alone who can give it, considering their circumstances also. If you give a menial donation because you receive a menial pay, you would think you would get a big, fat thank you and a kiss. Instead, you have some people who are in the higher-ups, echelons of the industry, who spend much time creating more predatory practices, especially during the millennium of this particular past couple of decades, because they prey on the hopeless and they prey on the hopeful, you know, people who still at least believe that they may stand a shot of being able to go forward in life. That doesn't work all of the time, and as a result, people may go to their grave later on in life realizing it wasn't meant for them to even enjoy their earnings, that they get out there and struggle to be able to hopefully go up the ladder. But you can't have that to happen. If you have, say, for example, the disproportional rise in groceries, and we know how bad that is a necessity. And by the way, there has been a rumor that they're trying to, here in the United States, mess with people's food stamps. Now, SNAP is an acronym for the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program. It has been something that many people have relied on. Yes, we do have people that abuse it, and that has cost the taxpayers an unfortunate situation to have to pay for people who abuse it. But then again, you do have those people. If it weren't for that, them and their family members would perish, because we do have to eat. And no one should have to go to jail because all they try to do is feed themselves and or their family members. The issue of clothing. They claim that retail has gone down in the purchase of clothing by the general public. But when you constantly take the prices up by 50%, by 100%, and then it's done over a time period, which is unrealistic, what do you expect? People are trying to live just like the people who impose those huge increases on them. So you have to deal with the reality and understand that this system was not always necessarily meant for some people to survive, no matter how hard they have worked. Now, of course, we're speaking at this present time mostly in the United States, but not only here. So what do? They hope to appeal to people who represent them in their congressional chambers, or on the floor of the Congress, for example, maybe their state representatives, maybe their city council members, and hope that they can understand why they need X amount of whatever. Now, as for the people who go out there and constantly, you know, constantly cheat the system and cause setbacks for the poor and the needy, well, we can only be but so sympathetic with them, because after all, they're the reason why there's so much conflict. But hopefully they will not try to punish the whole population for the misdeeds of a handful. As a result, you may see someone who you say, well, they should be able to survive. You don't know their circumstances until you can present it to a representative who can have you heard or present your information to the people who'd like to seemingly affect that particular thing, which is the SNAP, for example. There may be prototypes in other countries of SNAP. There may be just their version of supplementing the price of food that will help their people and their country to survive. And then you have the predatory people who just take from people who try to live by God's rule, and they don't give a doodle about any of it. They hope that, if anything, they can benefit, and they'll hoard things that have even been donated to them and that have hurt so many people out there in the population. All they do is just wait for the next round of people that all of this will affect in a bad way. Let's also refer to things such as utilities, where you live at. Now, that has been a very interesting topic of this particular millennium as of the year 2000, because what is really outrageous, bad enough there was such a thing as predatory loans for people who had mortgages that had been in the news quite often and has caused people to not only lose out on their homes, but the banks to seemingly get involved in a recession, if I'm not mistaken. That's how that happened. And when all of that has occurred, and before it was all said and done, the next thing you know, people were thwarted out into the streets as if they never paid a penny and have struggled to be able to just have housing over their head or just put a smile on their face because they believe finally, as the saying goes, their ship has come in and is set to sail for them to live like what they refer to as the American dream over here. But it didn't happen because of predatory practices. One of the most recent predatory practices is the predatory practice, I don't know if it's outside of the state of Pennsylvania here where we are, but the predatory practice of massive amounts of utility companies who know that gas and electric are an essential function of running a household, whether if you're renting, buying, leasing, or whatever. And the way they had set so many people out there, they refer to age as agents, who have signed people up. And their first question is, after they introduce themselves supposedly, can we see your utility bill? You're giving the impression they're just analyzing it because they give you the impression they are going to look out for you by letting you know what you're paying versus what you could pay spend with them. You may be on a specialized program due to something that supplements your disability or your pretty much your senior advanced program, and you may find that they actually are not looking out for your own behalf because they would have recognized on your bill if you have a title of a program that causes you to already get a discount. But instead, in a stealthy manner, some of them totally ignore that particular supplement and will record your bill's account number. And the next thing you know, you're actually receiving a rate increase, and they make it difficult for a person to come out of that. So some of you who don't have to rely on that, don't get comfortable, because if you have loved ones
especially if they're very aged, and they have these predatory practices to converge on them, who do you think really have to make up for giving that money to them or making sure there's extra money somewhere coming from God knows where that will cause you or and them to have to make up for people who are virtually robbing them? And as a result, the utility bills are increased. The next thing you know, there are people trying to confuse you, telling you to go to the company, which unfortunately these bills are placed under a main supplier in your city. Why cannot they have their own personal account system, billing system, under their name? Because you know why? It's a lot of deceptive manipulation. I only not speak for myself. I speak for many people who told me, without me even having to ask them, this is what they have been up against. And they have really been set back because of these predatory practices that are presently out there just to turn around and take the advantage of the general public. We understand that people need jobs and the agents need money in order to thrive, but they need to go into a line of work. Is there something undignified about going to work in McDonald's, for example, or any of these fast food chains or restaurants in general? You know, don't think that there aren't other jobs that are out there that are acquirable, that these people can really acquire and don't have to actually deceptively take down your information and then cause people turmoil in their life. I say this because it seems like every so many decades, you know, first there was the predatory lending issue with the housing. Now there's this with the utility companies. Well, the next decade, or maybe even half a decade, what is there next? I'm quite sure there are others out there beside them, but we are speaking of the main things that help you to exist in day to day. When your finances are affected, bad enough you're already struggling, then your children are affected. And if you don't have children, then your ability to think that you're going to work to earn to get out of a rut, it can be affected. So with that being said, I appreciate everyone understanding this update on predatory practices that are affecting many people across this United States, because I understand it's occurring in other cities as well, according to a viable source. With that being said, I hope you take it seriously. Thank you.
Listen, I was about to say, now, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I wanted to get Brother Robert in there before we get into that, because we can have shows about that forever, because guess what? This thing is real. And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's happening and just because it's there, and guess what? That's why they have those co-ops, and they have different things, and they have different resources. And that's why if you learn how to do something different other than what you just see all the time, you know, it might work, you know. 2020, man, 2020. Thank you so much, Sister Antonia, because that was very, very enlightening, actually. Papa, I know,
yes,
you, I know
I'm here.
I know you have like thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of grandkids. So when it comes down to the retail of things, look, when it comes down to the retail of things, and I like how you said it, predatory practices.
That's right.
The predatory practices of it now. That's abusing the public. Come on, man.
Right,
you don't
right.
find that nowhere else but in Purpose Kingdom Network. What? It's about to be 2020, and I hate to tell you, but I know some predatory practices that be going on in the sports realms, too. So I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure. You got something for us. Give it to us. Give it to us.
Okay, here it goes. I'm going to give it to you. In case nobody caught the voice, I'm Brother Robert Pop Pop Hudson from Self Expressions and Self Expressions Sports Edition. So let me just get right into it. It's the Dream Killers. Now, the Dream Killers is something I just want to talk to because each and every day a young man's dream is being killed every day. And it takes a huge amount of a hurdle to just get over the dream killing part and the dream killing portion. So let me just explain. For every young man and adolescent between the ages of 9 and 15, they have dreams and aspirations of being either a sports star or a sports figure in some kind of way. And the reason being is, let me just explain. For every kid you see throwing a basketball in a crate, throwing a basketball in a trash can, they're actually dreaming of winning a game-winning shot. And the way you put it, or the way you would portray it to be, is you can actually kill a dream in the way you phrase things to this young man or this young child. You know, and especially when you say the phrase of, you don't have time to do that, or what is wrong with you? You're being childish. Well, those same childish ways are the same type of shots that LeBron James are making, the Kobe Bryants and the Michael Jordans have made time and time again where they win championships. Where do you think that actual dream of winning a championship starts? It starts right there with that young man between 9 and 15, and it keeps growing and growing and growing until it becomes the actual reality. So before you actually say anything to the child about whether he's bouncing a basketball, I mean, if he's bouncing a basketball in the house, if he's throwing a ball against the wall in your house, yes, you can tell him to stop. You can tell him, hey, what are you doing? There's a basketball court out there, if you allow that child to go out there, or there's a playground, or hold on, you can wait till you finish your homework or whatever it is. But there's better ways to phrase it, because I'm going to give you five individuals real quickly, and they all have something in common. And it's Drew Brees, Troy Polamalu, Aaron Rodgers, Emmitt Smith, and Deion Sanders. Now, two of them I particularly don't like because they were Dallas Cowboys. But besides being the point that they have a miraculous story, and that story started with their dreams almost being shattered. And I'm going to start with Drew Brees. And Drew Brees, who was the quarterback originally for the San Diego Chargers. Now, Drew Brees had all the talent in the world, but no one wanted to recognize that. They wanted to kill his dream. And, you know, they started with when he was in high school, when he started out, he was 5'4", and he played the position of quarterback. And they told him, hey, you play good now, but when you get older, if you don't grow past 6 feet, your dreams of being a star NFL quarterback is never going to happen. But Drew Brees kept on. He kept right on going. And through the prayer of his mother and his father, who were deeply religious, and they instilled the same thing in Drew Brees. Drew Brees, once he finished college, he still stood at 5'11", which to most standards as quarterbacks is just not acceptable in the NFL. But Drew Brees continued to flourish in his short NFL career with San Diego. He developed a shoulder injury, and that shoulder injury, San Diego decided to trade him because they seen another quarterback that was 6'3", and they figured, this is the guy that's going to lead our franchise into victory. But lo and behold, they traded Drew Brees for a bag of Hers potato chips and a hot dog, basically. And Drew Brees led the New Orleans Saints to a Super Bowl win. And right now, to this day, the quarterback they chose over Drew Brees has not even won them a playoff game. The next guy I'm going to go to is Troy Polamalu, who is by nationality, he is basically from the Hawaiian Islands. Basically, he grew up with a family of sumo wrestlers, guys that were just into different kinds of sports. They were different parts of the world. And Troy Polamalu, he gravitated to football, was in a town that never played a game of football. Finally,
someone took a chance and gave him a scholarship, and Troy Polamalu, he just took off. He played every game like it was his last, and one of the best games of his career was when he won the Super Bowl and he retired. And he simply said, "This is the beginning of my dream of me winning the Super Bowl. Now that this dream is over, I need to dream again." And I love that speech that he made when he retired after his team won the Super Bowl. And the next guy is Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers, through all things considered, injury is a part of the game, but it seemed like every year of his college career, Aaron Rodgers suffered some kind of injury, and he's always bounced back. And, you know, with that, Aaron Rodgers, he actually, you know, was able to win a Super Bowl after being in the shadow of, you know, a sports icon like Brett Favre, and that was in Green Bay. And Aaron Rodgers, you know, he basically said, you know, it was all through the grace of God that through his prayers and constant work that he was able to continue on playing football and, you know, being able to win the Super Bowl. And then we want to go to Emmitt Smith. And Emmitt Smith, you know, the same thing with him. His stature, Emmitt Smith actually is listed as 5'7", and that's being generous, and that's him in high heels. But Emmitt Smith, you know, with constant persistence, he always had a dream of emulating Walter Payton. Walter Payton was his childhood idol, and Walter Payton was one of the all-time greats and all-time leaders of rushing yardage. And Emmitt Smith wanted to be like him, but Emmitt Smith was able to do something a little bit better. Emmitt Smith was able to become the all-time leading rusher in the NFL. After many injuries and after, you know, being pushed aside and many different players being drafted to replace him, and they were able to hold up to the measures of what Emmitt Smith was able to accomplish. And Emmitt Smith, through, you know, his prayers, you know, in his own words, through his prayers, and just God answering him year after year, was able to sustain him and help him achieve, you know, the highest of his dreams. And then we go to Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders was one of the true dreamers that have come out of the NFL. Deion Sanders was the one that said, that says, my talent goes beyond the NFL. He played football and baseball. Deion Sanders, through the rigors of playing football, was able to play baseball and football in multiple seasons at the same time. Deion Sanders would not be uncompromised in his goal of being a consistent baseball and football player. We did see baseball football player combos, but not to the level of Deion Sanders. We did see Bo Jackson, and Bo Jackson was phenomenal in his talents, but Bo Jackson did not last physically he broke down. There wasn't the fortitude. Physically he broke down and was not able to play both sports. But Deion Sanders was able to break the mold as far as professional sports, where everybody was either a one sport star. It was either a football player, baseball player, tennis player, whatever, or basketball player. Whereas though you cannot basically cross the lines. And Deion Sanders, through, you know, almost being blackballed by the NFL, continued to defy the odds. And he still right now to this day works for the NFL Network. But Deion Sanders, you know, of mostly of all the players I named, Deion Sanders prominently displays God in his life. And he professes to everyone that the talents he had was God-given. And even his endless showboating on the football field, he said he wished he didn't do that because God gave him so much talent that he didn't even do that because everybody even, you know, his talent shone through. He just said he only diminished what he accomplished by showboating on an NFL football field. And that's, you know, my story on dream killing, because let's not forget, for everything that reaches pinnacle, there was a start to that accomplishment. And that started with them dreaming and imagining. So when you see a kid deep into throwing a basketball, you know, into a trash can, throwing a basketball into a crate, and you say, that's not a real basketball court. To them, that's a real basketball court. And to them, that is a championship-winning shot that they're making. So let's, you know, before we kill people's dreams, let's just see if we can help them flourish in their dream. Take them to a basketball, to a real basketball court, if you want to do something. Take them to a real playground. Take them to a real baseball field. Take them somewhere. Because the truth of the matter, for urban inner-city kids, there's not a lot of places they can go. And even if where they are at, there's not enough adult presence, so when, you know, the next school yard shooting or playground shooting happens, you know, there's not enough adults where they can either prevent it or they can protect the children there. So we have to just make sure that, you know, with that talent, that we do have some kind of guidance and some kind of safe place for them to practice that game-winning shot. And with that being said, that's the sport of interest for PKN Newsroom.
And I like how you said it. You threw it in there. You said, and I got one thing to say about the about sports before this year is over. Ain't it just funny? So ain't it just funny how in basketball, you know, they say the ball never lies, and you know if something go wrong and they missed the call and everything, and it still ends up being one for the team type time.
Right.
You ever notice how Mason Rudolph really never really got a real chance to play any type of football after the whole thing with Miles Garrett and
right.
You know Miles Garrett had to sit and watch the season, the rest of the season, and he's going to have to watch the football game at home. And
right.
Mason Rudolph spent a lot of time on the bench after that incident. I mean, I know the NFL didn't want to bench him, but somehow, some way, he made his way to the seat. He was on the pine again today. And I said, you know what? That is like the lead office of my special interest. It kind of just says, you know what? Come on, y'all. You want to reap what you sow and treat people how you want to be treated. Because if you
mm-hmm.
think you're getting away with it, it might not just be that way. It might be that you might not want to really get away with it because God might work it a little bit different. You
That's
know?
Right.
Sometimes you might want to just say, I'm sorry to the person. Before you have to deal with repercussions, you know what I mean? Before you have to deal with the repercussions of your actions because you didn't let it go. Would you say what?
Yeah, so the best way to see things and see things, you know, really clearly, and I know that he has teammates and, you know, that's, you know, what it happens to be. But the best way to see a character of a person is to see when they're sitting on that bench, see who's sitting next to him. And through the grapevine, and if you hear, you know, a lot of the Twitters and the tweets and things like that, a lot of his teammates don't even like him for what he did. And, you know, they said, hey, listen, this is my teammate, and I'm going to go to bat. I'm not, you know, I'm not going to let nobody hurt him, you know, because he's my teammate. But in the same instance, right is right and right is wrong. And it was like just the way he was talking during the football game, it says when they practice, he talks to them the same way. So it goes to show you, you know, through the voices of the teammates, even though they're not saying anything, it's just their actions and how he's sitting. You know, usually football is a tight-knit group, and usually if somebody's sitting on the bench, somebody's sitting next to somebody unless they don't want him on the team. And that's – I'm saying that.
Don't, but that's what it looks like. So if you're out there and you're listening and you are just joining in or you have joined in and you are like, what are we listening to? This is Purpose Kingdom Network, the PKN Newsroom. You're listening to the 1,068th episode. We are wrapping up 2019. This is the actual last Sunday episode officially for the 2019 year. So for the special interest report, I would like us to just think about leveling the playing field, leveling like the melting pot that they say that
mm-hmm.
this America is. Let's turn the heat up a little bit, and let's start melting some things this year. Start, you know, mixing it nicely. Let's think of grits, right? You gotta stir grits slowly from the underneath, you know, so that they don't lump up in between, right? So in all of the mixing and stuff, the first thing we deal with are just our individual families and the way that we as individuals are created for a purpose, created in the line, in the lineage of, you know, who we were made for. Now, the Creator has an idea for each and every one of us. It was already done and it was already in the work. So the same way He has a plan for you, He has a plan for me, and He has a plan for Sister Antonia. He's got a plan for everybody that is out here listening, everybody that will listen later. In the plan that He has for you, the question then is, what are you doing to help your cause in the plan? Because if you're not really aligned with what it is that you're supposed to be doing, that means you might be doing something, but it might not be what is according to plan, which means that you are still doing the planning. Now, I know someone is out there and they're like, well, you've got a plan because there's no way that you would be able to pay the bills and buy the food and do all the things that you need to do, you know, if you don't plan. I say, yay, I understand that, but the day that you don't plan and it works out all the well, then how do you sit and say that you have to go off of a plan? You can't. So what I'm trying to say is we got to open ourselves up to being able to get into the fire so that we can melt our, like, you know, so we can be soft enough to blend. And I don't mean soft enough, like, so that we could be pushed over, or like Sister Antonia says, like, there's a lot of things that we just do that it's like we jump in the fire, but it's not the fire that's melting us, it's the fire that's burning us. Like, we shouldn't be spending a whole bunch of money on the retails trying to keep up with the Joneses of everybody else, and we don't know where our food is coming from. And we don't have a refrigerator or a freezer full of stuff, but we have designer clothes on, and, you know, we carry designer bags, and our children wear designer sneakers, you know, and it becomes bigger than the situation, because then you want to say that it's the retail's fault, and you want to say that it is, you know, being set up because they set it like that in the different particular neighborhoods, so that you end up having, you know, you're already poor, you're working poor. That's what they call them, the working poor. When you're working poor, it's like you get up and go to work every day, but you work to make your paycheck because your paycheck pays your bills. So without paying your bills, without a paycheck, then you would understand that it maybe not had to do with the check, but it maybe had to do with the Creator just making sure that you understood that no matter what you went through, no matter how you went through it, that He was still going to make you were still going to make it on the other side of it. And 2020, I just really want you to pay attention. If you look at the people that are walking past you every single day, it might just take a hi. It might just take a gesture. It's the smallest, simplest thing that is going to heal this world. Our children are depending on us. 2020 has to be the beginning of something new that is happening within ourselves, and it's going to just boil over into every single situation that there is. Right now, like I say, Purpose Kingdom Network has been and will be the catalyst for all change that happens in this world. We're touching everywhere, everybody, and any and everybody is eligible for this word. And the word says that L-O-V-E is all that we need. If we find the love, things won't be that bad. If we find an understanding of why things happen the way that they do, things wouldn't be that bad. If you don't know who God is for yourself, and you do not have a relationship with God for yourself, if you do not understand how important you are to God and His plan for your life, then tonight I offer you an opportunity to ask God into your life and just to look over you and to cover you and to save you and cleanse you from your sins and from your not knowing and ask for an ordering of your steps. Ask for, you know, little bit less of me and more of you daily. Daily. It says somewhere that if you learn to die to self, it's like as if you put yourself on the cross. Why would I say put yourself on the cross? Because people have to understand that the sacrifice is what makes it right. It's the blood that saves you. It's the blood that washes you white as snow. So without understanding who God is and how much He loved us in order enough to be born, to actually live a life of experiences and just the acquaintances that He came in contact with in the 33 years that He actually walked and talked and taught and healed and saved. Did all of that in order for us to not be able to deal in the bottom of the pit of where we are, not to get caught up in the sexual immoralities of things, not to get caught in all of the lustful, sinful natures of things, just to be like the rest of them and to look like the rest of them. It's time to say, God, I need you. Come into my life and be all that I need in my life. And I promise to love you and love on your creation just as you loved me. Amen. Now, what ends up happening is you might have just said it. If you didn't say it like that, you can say it and you just got to be sincere with it. I don't know what you did. God knows what you did. But you got to be clean about what you did, because you got to put that stuff on the, you got to put it on the cross. You got to put it at the altar. You got to put it at the altar. If you don't put it down, God won't be able to just bury it. Let it do what it do down there and come on up and bring all the power out of it. It won't ever, 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 ever make you feel like you're down again. That's what God can do. That's what loving on God can do. That's what believing in Christ can do. It can make it makes the sun shine through a cloudy day. And that's major, because when you're looking in the sky and this is the time where you see storms. Well, you see storms everywhere now. But the difference is we thank God for the rainbow so that we know that we won't be destroyed like that. And oh, how about that? Yeah, I think 2020, another special interest is we need to work on this rainbow. We got to understand how we can bring God's word back into the thing. And everything about your feelings and stuff, I understand. But at the end of the day, to God be all the glory, and it's not really your glory, and your glory should be wanting to give God the glory. In 2020, I am asking you to join with Purpose Kingdom Network as we really put the world on our backs and begin this walk and begin this journey into the new thing that God has for all of us. Brother Papa, are there any announcements for the evening?
Yes, real quickly, I'll go ahead and do the announcements. This is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network. If you want to correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can correspond with us here at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. You can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. We also invite you to like us on Facebook, where you can see our upcoming advertisements and our show announcements. And speaking of show announcements, we do have our year-end revival. And our year-end revival is going to kick off on December 25th at the 9 p.m. hour. All shows are going to start at the 9 p.m. hour, except for the one that starts on December 31st, and that's going to be at 11 p.m. December 25th, we're going to have Minister Bernard Merrill. On the 26th, we're going to have Pastor Eileen Maddox. On the 27th, we're going to have Reverend Aaron Williams. On the 28th, we're going to have Pastor Tylene Haley. On the 29th, we're going to have Bishop Donald Jackson. On the 30th, we're going to have Pastor Jermon Johnson. And on the 31st, we're going to have Elvin Norman and Evangelist Trina Lindsay Hairston. And they're going to be kicking us off at the 11 p.m. hour, bringing us into the new year. And with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us for that event that we have here at Purpose Kingdom Network for our year-end revival. If you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And tomorrow evening, on which is going to be Monday, we're going to have Let's Talk About It, and that's going to be hosted by Sister Adrian, Sister Janice, and Sister Tylene, and that's going to be at the 9 p.m. hour. And once again, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Let's Talk About It, and that's going to be hosted by Sister Adrian, Sister Janice, and Sister Tylene. And please be invited to join us for our morning walk of prayer. And it's going to be on anchor.com or Anchor FM. You can visit any of our social media pages and you can follow the link for our morning word of inspiration. And with that being said, we thank you so much. And that's going to be the end of the announcements.
All right. Now, I wasn't sure if we had. Well, we have a little bit more time. Is Sister Antonia still on the line, or?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Definitely. Then please come on and give your last and final remarks for 2019, please.
Thank you very much, Sister Adrian. I just wanted to say thank you very much for offering for me to come in on the news forum for at least this particular time frame. And beside my topic, I did want to say I'm familiar with, you know, the sports world based on the fact that I had to follow it along with a relative for a while now. Not only that, I, you know, played back in the day when women were really not offered to come into the whole scheme of things as paid players. But it didn't bother me. I didn't let it kill my dreams because I've also had a backup plan, but that shouldn't mean that any youngster should allow people to pretty much brainwash them into believing that they don't stand to have another chance at becoming who they should be versus who those people were that tried to create obstacles. So I would like to say it's wonderful to hear of the names of these people and the details that were given by Brother Rob Pop Hudson regarding the fact that these different names and the different people who have actually made strides and overcame their adversities. And it was wonderful to hear your prayer, your exiting prayer, because it was a very good way of letting God know that we appreciate them. And as we go into the next year, it hopefully will mark another milestone for all that could happen and all that should be. So God bless you, and thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Sister Antonia. And
I was going to say, Rob, you have something? Because
yeah.
Listen, I just say hurry up and let the baby be born.
That's right.
I say hurry up and let the baby be born. Let's get into this new year. This thing is over. You go ahead. You can close. Look, you can close us out. This is PK in Newsroom, and this is Adrian Misunderstandings Allen, and I'm just trying to tell y'all, y'all got to be up on it, and y'all hear that we ain't do too much about 44 plus one. We really didn't. I mean, whatever they doing is they doing it, and, you know, the baby came for the government, so as far as I'm concerned, just let the baby be born. Y'all asking what's going on over there, why we ain't talk about that, because the baby seals all of that, so the baby was born for the government. We leave it just like that. Let the baby be born. Brother Rob, close this out.
All right. Real quickly, I just want to just put a little extension onto the piece that Sister Antonia gave us. And it's pretty much that, you know, throughout the whole dichotomy of the way the world works is that basically we always find ourselves in an economic prison, whether it's through retail, whether it's through food, whether it's through housing. You know, that is the whole design and the grand scheme of, you know, how world governments operate. And they just pretty much want to basically keep us captive prisoners in an economic prison in the region or the section that we're in. And, you know, there was, you know, a little wondering from Antonia was what was the third world version of a SNAP program. Well, the third world version of a SNAP program is survival of the fittest. And I think the SNAP program we have is no matter how flawed it is, it works just perfect right now. And, you know, basically all ruling governments throughout the, you know, throughout the history of time, you know, the way they deal with the population is they deal with the population with a heavy hand, and that is heavy-handed punishment. And so, you know, every once in a while you're going to wonder why, you know, someone got executed for running a stoplight. Well, it's the government's idea of letting you know that if we feel as though we want to put fear in you, we want to put fear in you. Years ago when the 9/11 attacks happened, you know, for no reason of their own, the government just said, you know, we need to get duct tape and plastic. And next thing you know, the Home Depot sold out of duct tape and plastic. It's because the government just wanted to make sure that when they want to, they can instill fear in the population. And once they have that fear instilled in the population, they feel as though the population really needs the government's help. They always want the population to think that no matter what is happening, that they're going to be dependent on the government. And I'm just going to end it at that because I can go on and on and on. But the last thought I just want to leave everybody is that any time that you find yourself in a situation that you can't control, just make sure you control yourself. And with that being said, that's going to be the end of my comments for tonight. And I'm going to say good night, God bless, and see you in 2020. Adrian?
If you listen to, I think it was LeBron James, he has a commercial on there, something about no more humbling beginnings. I don't particularly think that we should think of it like that, y'all. It's very, very humbling to know that there's a God that is controlling what you do in your life. It is very good to know that no matter what you go through in life, it is all a part of the plan. If you are listening and you've been listening, God bless you. We can't wait to talk to you in the new year. We really can't wait. God bless you. Let the baby be born. Happy New Year. And do not forget, don't miss the revival. There's no better way to start the year but to be revived. Dump it all, leave it at the altar. It says, take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. And that's what I think we should do. So from us here at PKN Newsroom for the last night in 2019 on a Sunday, we say good night. We love you.
Jesus bless. He raised. Jesus bless. He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me. I will not lose. Never wanna see me down. I will not lose.